After three games on the road, the Broncos return home to face the defending Super Bowl champions.
This is like a division game to me. I've played them so many times. They know me, I know them.
Brock Osweiler will get the nod once again, hoping to snap the Broncos' skid and take advantage of a banged-up Patriots defense.
The feeling this week is get a win. That's simple.
Meanwhile, the Denver D is in search of a bounce-back game, but it won't be easy against Tom Brady and the league's top-ranked attack.
I don't want to go out there and prove that, you know, last week was just a fluke.
We have every angle covered. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. An absolutely perfect night for some football in the Mile High City. The Broncos are looking for some sort of spark, anything to get them out of this skid, and the mentality is, why not tonight? History is on their side with the Patriots in town, as Tom Brady is 3-7 all-time in Denver, and New England has not won back-to-back games here since the 1960s. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the Broncos TV pregame show presented by Microsoft. I'm Phil Milani. We have a great show in store for you. As always, we'll hear from head coach Vance Joseph, plus Steve Atwater will be along with his keys to the game. But first, let's check in with the squad as they made their way inside the stadium.
Man, we're going to set the world tonight, man. It's good. Feel good to be back home, get that Bronco country going behind us, and get this win, man.
Man, rival game back at home, Patriots, Sunday night football. Broncos country, what's up?
You know, man, big game against the Patriots, always. You know, got to hold it down for Mile High tonight. Get back on schedule, man.
A good game coming your way, a big game, man. A win we need to get back on track. Sunday night football.
The guys are locked in and ready to go for prime time. This will be the 20th time the Broncos are playing under the lights since 2011. That leads the NFL. For more, here's Matt Boyer, who's one-on-one with head coach Vance Joseph.
Coach, coming into this week, guys talked a lot about accountability and self-reflection. Did you see that inspiration, that fire, that switch flip this week during practice?
Absolutely. You know, our players are confident that when we're doing it right, you know, we can win football games. So it all comes back to doing it right, you know, and doing it with great effort. So, you know, we understand that, and starting Sunday, that starts.
You said this Patriots team, this was the perfect time for this team to play your team, the Broncos.
Absolutely.
What about big teams, big moments inspires your guys, or why do you think they get up for games like these?
Well, to have a chance to play one of the top teams in the league is always exciting for our team. You know, we've had a tough month, you know, so to come back home finally after 3 weeks on the road and to play this caliber of team, it's always exciting for a football team.
Coach, best of luck.
Thank you, buddy. All right.
Thank you very much, Matt. We're now here with Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason for his matchup of the game. And Mace, for the Broncos, it's a familiar one.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski. He's all the targets the Patriots have. He's the one that you've got to focus on the most. He's a physical mismatch for most teams that go against him because, let's face it, there are very few 260-pounders that have the kind of body control, ability to adjust the football mid-flight that he has. And we've seen it over the years, time after time after time. It has been tough to contain Gronkowski, especially because Tom Brady has such outstanding synergy with him.
Yeah, his size and his speed. You know, Gronk has had a few big games here, three 100-yard receiving games. And, Mace, this season the Broncos defense has shown its struggle with tight ends too.
Yeah, go back to week two when Jason Witten, future Hall of Famer in all likelihood, put up a 100-yard game on the Broncos from the tight end position. And since then, the Broncos have had issues against those tight ends. Some of it is because you got such good coverage on the outside that teams are going to the tight ends naturally. But it's something that's been a concern, and it's a big factor at night. But that being said, you can't focus solely on Gronkowski because the Patriots have seven players with 300 yards or more yards from scrimmage so far this season. Nobody else has more than five except for Carolina, and one of them is a quarterback. So got to be concerned with that.
Yeah, and as good as this Broncos defense is this season, they've given up 20 plays of 20 yards or more, so you got to watch out for Gronk and the rest of that crew. Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason on Orange and Blue 760 every weekday from 10 to noon for First and 10 at 10, or give him a follow on Twitter at Mace Denver, or check out DenverBroncos.com for Mace's game reflections. He's joined by former Broncos center Casey Jones. Now here's Chris Harris Jr. on the matchup nightmare that is Gronk.
I mean, there's really nothing you can do, really. Just try to slow him down, try not to let him get going full speed. But, I mean, other than that, There's nothing you can do to stop that man when he's rolling.
We have to do a better job of helping our safeties and helping our backers match those guys. But it's a league-wide issue. You know, if they're one-on-one with a small defender or a slower defender, you know, they're going to have success. So, you know, our plan each week is to stop the major threat.
The Patriots have quite a few threats to try and take away on the offensive side of the ball. They come in with the league's best offense. But on the other side of the ball, their defense is ranked last in the NFL. For more, here's Matt Boyer, who's standing by inside the Broncos locker room. Matt?
Thanks, Phil. Welcome inside the Broncos locker room. The equipment staff behind me making their last-minute adjustments before today's game. Now, for the Broncos, this locker room is a welcome sight. After a tough three-week road stretch, they are back home for the first time, and in come the reigning Super Bowl champs, the New England Patriots. On defense, the Broncos will be focused on getting after Tom Brady, who doesn't have the best road record against this team in Denver, 3-7 lifetime. You can bet guys like Vaughn Miller, Shane Ray on the edge is going to be eyeing Brady, hoping to get pressure on him all day long. On the offensive side, today marks the first time that Brock Osweiler will start at home since 2015. And as most fans remember, in 2015, Brock did have that great overtime win over this Patriots squad on this very field. In prime time, the Broncos are hoping to replicate some of that magic here tonight. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com after today's game. Phil and myself will be live right here inside the locker room post-game. We'll also have Brock Osweiler, Vaughn Miller, and Coach Joseph at the podium. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Back here, field level with Broncos insider Steve Atwater. I know if you look up there, you'll see Steve's name in the Broncos ring of fame. That means he knows what he's talking about. Here with your keys to the game, Steve, number one.
First key to the game is we win the turnover battle. It's been a recurring thing. We've been saying week after week we need to win the turnover battle. Of course, when we won the turnover battle this year, we've won football games. And each time we lost the turnover battle, we've lost games. Offensively, I got to hold on to the ball. Brock Osweiler got to do a great job protecting it. Defensively, do whatever we can to get that ball out of the hands of Tom Brady.
Yeah, the Broncos minus 12 in turnover margin. That's last in the NFL right now. We know that they've won 31 consecutive games when they win the turnover battle. Steve, number two.
Yes, all right. So the second key to the game is that the offense has prolonged drives. Number one, that'll help keep the offense on the field. I think it helped build their confidence that they can move the ball on this Patriots defense. And also for our defense, keeping them off the field, keeping them rest, and keeping them fresh for the game.
Yeah, you want Tom Brady off the field as much as possible. Then key number three, the defense.
Third key is I think we had to show Tom Brady different looks and also different defenses. You can't line up in the same defense every time against these guys. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, they've been together for so many years, play great offense, got to change it up for them, try to confuse them a little bit.
This Broncos defense is number one in the league in third down percentage, but it's hard to trick Tom Brady, right?
Oh, definitely hard to trick him. We got to do whatever we can to try and do it, though.
All right. There's Steve Atwater's keys to the game. Thank you very much, Steve. You can find Steve Atwater on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday for first and 10 at 10. That's 10 to noon. Or on the Broncos YouTube page, Steve joins yours truly for Good Morning Broncos Country every weekday. And speaking of mixing it up on defense, here's Von Miller, who needs just two sacks to become the first player in Broncos history with six 10-sack seasons. Here he is talking about the approach to facing Tom Brady.
Going against the GOAT. You know, it's two different ways. It's two different types of emotions that you can have going against the best. You can have the emotion of, oh, man, this guy's great. You know, he's going to do this. He's going to do that. You go into the game expecting that. Or you can have that emotion like, I'm going against the best. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to play lights out so I can show everybody what we're about, show everybody that we are great too.
Miller has a lot of respect for Tom Brady, called him the greatest of all time. Now back here, field level with Matt Boyer. And Matt, those offsides penalties from Vaughn, he called them attacks on his sacks. What do you think about that?
I think it's very appropriate language from Vaughn Miller, always giving us a great soundbite during the week. But he's right. You do need to take a couple of risks. But we heard from Coach Vance Joseph. We heard from John Elway. Sometimes the risks are too much. And last week we saw that come to fruition. The Broncos had over 10 penalties, over 70 yards. You can't do that. And when we spoke with John Elway earlier this week, he said, Against a team like this tonight, you can't do that because this team preys on turnovers, let alone penalties. So these types of mistakes cannot happen tonight, and I think the Broncos are ready to kind of turn the page on last week, make sure that doesn't happen again.
14 penalties for 105 yards against the Eagles. One of those guys who jumped offside was Shane Ray. He's been doing a lot of work in the community for his foundation, Raise Awareness. Here he is explaining why in a couple of weeks he'll be taking part in the NFL's campaign of My Cause, My Cleats.
My name is Shane Ray, and my cause is the Raise Awareness Foundation. I started Raise Awareness because I wanted to do something for the community. I always told my mom that if I was to ever make it to be in a position to give back to the community or to be able to do anything, that I wanted to do it. And coming into the league and everything falling into place, I started brainstorming on things that I could name my foundation, and a pun off my last name, Raise Awareness, ended up being, you know, the thing that stuck. And it's been really fun ever since then, just to get back to the community and do so many things here in Kansas City.
We'll be highlighting several players here in the upcoming weeks who are doing My Cause, My Cleats. That game will be the Dolphins game. But, Matt, of course, tonight is the Salute to Service game. The Broncos will have 35 military members run out of the tunnel with the Broncos starters tonight.
A very important cause. It's one of the biggest initiatives that the Broncos have all year. Got my green on, Phil. I see you rocking the pin right there. Interestingly enough, Derek Wolfe also going to be running out of the tunnel tonight with his brother-in-law, who's a member of the Navy. So a lot of military connections here tonight, and we can't thank those men and women enough for their service.
Yeah, really cool. 300 military members will be recognized pregame, and then at halftime, the Marine Corps Silent Drill Platoon will perform at halftime, so very cool. All right, man, now it's time to put a bow on this show. Your final thought.
Get to Tom Brady. We've seen what can happen when this team pressures Tom Brady. We saw it in that AFC Championship game in 2015. He was hit more times than he has been in his career, and in order to make things tough on this Patriots offense, they go as Brady goes. And so I think that it's going to be important for guys like Shaq Barrett, Derek Wolfe, Vaughn Miller, Shane Ray, all those guys to get pressure on Brady.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to go with run the football. I think the Broncos might be a little tempted to try that pass defense, the worst in the NFL on the Patriots side, but you got to stay balanced. That's the Broncos' key to winning games. Okay, that is going to do it for us. We'll be live back here post-game in the locker room and at the podium. But until then, this has been the Broncos TV pregame show presented by Microsoft. Now we leave you with a few memories from a couple of games, but I don't think Broncos fans will forget anytime soon.
Let's go out there and dominate. Ain't no other options. We got to get it done. No matter who in front of you, no matter what your job is, we got to get it done.
Here comes pressure. Picked up. Osweiler sets up and throws. He's got Emmanuel Sanders. Sanders inside the 10 with the catch.
Fourth and one. The pass to Edelman. And the stick right away by Harris. And the Denver defense gets the ball back for the Broncos.
Throws. Pass to be intercepted. Von Miller at the 20. And down he goes! Derek Wolfe!
They run it. C.J. Anderson bounces out, steps out of one tackle. Tries to get the edge. He's got it. C.J. to the 10. C.J. to the 5. C.J.'s got a Denver touchdown! C.J.'s on the loose. C.J. with one to beat. Down the sideline. C.J. Anderson to the house! Denver wins it!